Baby, here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Mixmaster Chad throwing the music today, huh? Nice rejoiner stuff.
Wow. See, that's quality you can afford.
That's right. Free and simulated computer talk here every Saturday afternoon, I guess now, huh?
12:20 to 2.
Something like that. It's the Data Doctors here with you, and we've got one segment left. See if we can squeeze in a call or two.
We probably can. We can at least get Rod in Gilbert, who wants to know, how do I move something from some place to another place?
Really?
Yeah.
U-Haul.
No. What I'm actually looking at is, and I tried it, and I kind of screwed things up a little, so I might have to reload my operating system, I think. But I'm trying to move. I want my documents and settings, instead of residing on the C drive, and like when I have to restore things, I want to put all my documents and settings like on a different drive, have it point to, you know, to a place so that when I do a backup, all I'm backing up is my data and my documents, not Windows and all that other garbage.
So you're trying to accomplish, from my understanding, is you want to make your backup easier, and that's the whole point of this?
Exactly.
Okay, but you could tell your backup system just to back up your documents and settings. Wouldn't that accomplish the same thing?
It's a very difficult thing to move where your documents and settings are, because that's kind of like an embedded thing for Windows. It can be done, but it's not something that it's going to be easily described on the...
Well, not only that, if that's all you're trying to do, why wouldn't you just back up what you're saying you want to back up?
Because I just the way I want to back up is just by doing a DVD of a drive.
But why not do a DVD of select folders? Wouldn't that
and you could save the settings so that each time all you do is say back up and go.
Well, I don't have a dedicated backup software. I was just going to do it as
right. Boom. But you can create an image, or you can create a routine in your DVD backup or your DVD burning, and then save it. So then it'll do the exact same thing next time. So like everything in the document settings folder, everything in my
program files into it, because I want my QuickBooks stuff. And, oh, yeah, I don't know what else you need.
See, the problem is if you're assuming that all your critical data, this is what I don't like about this process. We see this all the time. People assume that everything they care about is on their D drive now because they moved it. And they didn't realize that their Quicken data, their QuickBooks data, their tax forms, they're all that's still on the C drive somewhere, but they had no idea where it was because it has nothing to do with documents and settings.
No, I'm having everything point to the data drive. You know, I want to have one drive that's just data.
I understand your intentions. I'm saying in practice what we've seen, remember we're in the data recovery business, so we see the aftermath of this kind of planning all the time, okay. Is that I thought I had pointed all my stuff
but
to the data drive.
But I forgot to move this and that and this and those over.
And so they've got a backup of all of the stuff that was on D, no problem. The problem is
of the stuff was still on C.
Never made it over. So what you may want to do is track down, it sounds like you're fairly technical, track down where all the critical data files are for these different areas, create a process in your DVD burner to back up those areas, and then you're less likely to become lazy about, it's all on the D drive, because as you add new applications, you have to go through the same process to add them as well. You follow me?
Kinda. One of the things I have already done is there was something I found that points, so when you load a program, instead of defaulting to the C drive, it defaults to another drive.
Right, but Microsoft will not allow you to put everything that's super critical to you, no matter what you do,
you're going to have to do, if you really want to do this, it's going to involve you getting in and changing information in your computer profiles and probably going in manually to the registry and making a bunch of changes, neither of which are going to be things that we're going to be able to walk you through on the radio, much less even in person.
And any of which could inadvertently become reset unbeknownst to you along the way. See, that's the danger. So, okay. You know what? Hang tight. We'll talk to you off the air and get you some more information. No question too technical.
And Rod and Fold.
Fold who?
You guys sit tight. We're going to get you off the air, even though we didn't get you on. We won't leave you hanging.
Inquiring minds got to know. Well, listen, if you want any information on how to use a webcam, including one of the questions we had in our email was, I want to do monitoring security outdoors. We're going to get in our follow-up newsletter. We've got some additional links we'll put in as well. So check out our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and see all and any of the web information we talked about or webcam information we talked about earlier. Right there on the site.
Check it all out. If you missed any part of the show or previous shows, you can see those there as well. And for Ken Colburn, it's Brandon Disney reminding you, if it ain't broke,
do not fix it.
Hi, Tom Brenneman here for Coulter Cattle.